Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. After an eventful downtime, Riot and Karen found themselves in a bit of trouble after they failed to throw a pit fight and the crowd turned on the owner. If you thought that was the end of that, well, let's see what happens next. So let's go around the table and see who's with us today.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn, and I play Riot Bonezucker, the tiefling monster slayer ranger, who's on a quest to find her lost siblings after growing up in a dungeon tower owned by the wizened mage Zerker, and she has found one. Karen.
Hey, I'm Brittany Lianage. I play Karen, Riot's sister, who is a wood elf barbarian Lothari, and she is on a similar quest as Riot at the moment, trying to find more siblings.
I'm Jess Ross. I play Lariya, the Earth Genasi druid, whose quest hasn't been revealed yet, but it's a little bit, the truth is out there, so we'll get to that eventually.
Oh, and the group quest is still to find our friend Bud the tree ant, but that's, you know.
Oh, yeah. And Lorelai's really into that particular
quest. Yeah, Karen loves that one, too. She's, like, super into it. She's like, can't wait.
Okay, cool.
Lorelai's all the way dedicated.
Yeah, she. Yeah, Karen's like, let's find Bud yesterday. Let's just have it done already, please.
And hi, I am Kat Kruger, the Dungeon Master here, and the voice of several NPCs. All right, so Riot, last time you had a pretty eventful downtime in Waterdeep. It was basically your first day, or first like 5 days in Waterdeep, and in your attempt to find more of your siblings, you and Karen visited a pit fighting arena, which Lariya tried to warn you about. she let you know that, you know, pit fighting is definitely not legal in Waterdeep, and if you were caught going to an unregistered pit fight, you could potentially face consequences with the city guard. However, you found a dwarf who owns a pit fighting arena, and he would only tell you where and when the next fight was happening if you agreed to fight in it, and not only fight in it, but throw a fight. So you agreed to do that under the names Furball and Scaleback.
They're very good names. I don't know why you're laughing. Right, Brittany?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about those.
Do we have to get into a second fight? Because we'll take you. Brittany will just turn your volumes down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're not doing anything. That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird. it's a free form. Okay.
Unfortunately, when you went into the arena, you were face to face against a new Yanti fighter who was wearing a mask. You weren't sure if it could possibly be your brother. He wound up being completely incompetent, and the crowd turned against the dwarf who was running the arena after Karen flopped. And you fled the scene before you could witness the outcome of the mob mentality. So the two of you now have been staying in the Field Ward, which is technically outside the city proper. When you first entered Waterdeep, Lariya had mentioned that this part of the city isn't really overseen by the city itself. So things can happen here that the city guards sort of turn the other cheek to. It's the area that you passed when you first made your way into the City of Splendors. And it's just this muddy field between the outer and inner city walls. At this point, you're at the End Shift Tavern, and you're drinking and reminiscing over your downtime 5-day week.
Oh, Karen, are we ever going to find that hand pie card again? It was so good.
It's probably the best I've ever had. And I'm not loving it here, but the food is something.
I mean, cherries, many cherries and lentils, like what? Who thought that would go so well together inside, like, baked bread? Well, I guess anything tastes good inside of bread, right? Like,
That's true.
One of our fingers would taste amazing, you know what I mean?
Hey, don't tell me, okay?
I've
got all these culinary aspirations now. I don't know, like...
Riot does, like, a quick scan of Karen's fingers just to make sure there's still 10 or 12. I'm not sure actually how many you...
10, thank you.
It doesn't matter, you know.
No judgment.
6 is great. You could do way more. Like,
that's true. More dexterous.
Yeah.
When you cast that claw spell.
Ah, that's right.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know what you should be spending your points on.
extra fingers.
Yeah.
let's add a homebrew feat.
Yeah. Also, what you mentioned a couple things, but we'll start from the least uncomfortable. What was that flop?
Wait, listen, we need to lose, so we lost. I mean,
we were supposed to lose with like dignity, grace, panache, you know, like for the crowd.
I signed no paperwork. Nothing was said to that effect. Losing is losing. I'm not gonna put my life in danger. Just, you know, I told you I can't turn into a can't turn into my other self anymore. So I you know, felt like that was the easiest way to just throw it, you know? Literally throw it.
Yeah. Jen speaking now. Brittany, I'd like to award you Damespiration for that flop because it was a beautiful moment that caught me so off guard. I almost peed myself, which is not good because all my clothes are in here.
Oh, so. Man, thank you. Yeah, I don't know what to do with this. Is there like a speech? Do I do a speech?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you clutch that beautiful D20 coin that Campaign Coins gave us.
Yeah, got it.
I think you just keep clutching it until you're done.
Until it cuts into my hand and I'm we're blood sworn.
Gotta give that blood sacrifice to Australia. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
All right. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. So just a reminder, the Damespiration coin has a time limit. So basically, at the end of the story arc, let's say by the time you leave Waterdeep, you'll need to make use of it.
All right. Will do.
Okay, sorry. Back to... And what was that about? How did you lose the ability to change it to, you know, the cuter version?
Oh, hey.
Your little wolfie. My wolfie buddy. My wolfie sister.
I happen to like standing upright. Thank you very much. But, I don't know. When I got thrown from the tower, I didn't have it. I didn't feel connected anymore. I don't know. I haven't figured that out. Listen, we all have quests, right? I'll figure that out. It's not important. I've got my fighting skills. You know, I'm a barbarian. I don't need to be an animal to, you know, be an animal, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't. Absolutely, I agree. But now you lost something. I gained something, right? Points to little silver horns. I wonder what if, like, Emre and Fatima, something happened with them, too. I mean, we'll know if we find them, but...
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks for pausing for my deep thought.
There was a fade out in the tavern that they're in. Dramatic music.
Yeah. Is there an Azmir passing overhead? What's happening?
Who are we sitting next to, Kat, like at the bar?
So you, the End Shift Tavern is this really dimly lit place, and you've been here enough that... it seems dimly lit at all times of day, and it's mostly on account of the fact that the windows are completely grime covered, and there are a very scarce number of wall sconces, And maybe it's for the better because, you know, you're not 100% sure if the glasses are fully cleaned or not. And it seems to you that there are, it's mostly a spot where locals come. But also, you've noticed every time that you've been here that members of the city guard take up a table in the corner and the regulars sort of give them a wide berth.
Hey, Karen, I wanna burst your bubble, but, you know, just keep shifting your face away from the left while we talk, you know? Like, you don't need to look me straight in the face. There's some baddies behind me.
Baddies? Like the goodies? Like goodies?
Yeah, goodie baddies, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that, I mean, you know, we're baddie goodies, you know, we're the verse, but I think, you know, these guys, if they hear about what happened at the fight, they might, you know, we could be in trouble.
Hey, that fight was on the up and up. Oh, so hey, that guy said.
It's a great, good indoor voice, Karen, as usual.
All the tact.
Yeah.
Soaking it in.
I admit, and we didn't get paid for that, right? I mean, we weren't there to get paid, but, like, we also didn't get paid.
We paid ourselves in escaping. I mean, right? Like, we got out.
We're pretty tough. You know, I think we could take a crowd of 200, okay? Or 1,000? I don't... It was dark.
It was dark. It was loud. It was dark.
It was very loud. At least 200.
At least 200 angry people who wanted to see a cool fight. Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't wear disguises. Again, I feel like that was something on us.
The disguise was how bad we were. They never suspected it.
Hey, you wanna show me? Hey, show me your swagger. Like, give me a little walk. Like, you know, cause we were bad in there, but like when we walk out in the street, no one's gonna be able to tell, right? Like, you give me a little runway.
Yeah, Karen just goes, walks in between tables and just like super upright, just like,
everything's cool. Everything's fine. I thought you said don't bring attention. What?
Oh, yeah, sorry. No.
As she returns to the table.
How much have you had to drink? Like, you've been drinking the whole time, right? I would assume.
Well, we've been talking too. Like, I feel like you would have heard it if we were just. No. probably just one giant one each, right? Like.
Yeah, like a tall, each. One tall yeah. one.
One tall, right. One tall, please. A tall girl.
All right. Yeah, so I'm not going to make you roll for a constitution save then.
I mean, you can.
You can. We're just being ridiculous. That's all.
The dirt in these drinks might be doing something as well, right? Hey, Karen, I hear that you eat 6 pounds of dirt a year. But we could get it all in one go, you know what I mean?
And spiders, too. Like, 5 spiders. Well, spider pie, please.
We kind of used to eat those on purpose, though, as, like, the only form of sustenance we could find, so.
That's, sometimes. I mean, spider sausage is very good. Highly underrated. What if we opened up our own food cart?
We could roast them on their own legs.
Oh. That is very good. I have lots of ideas for a squirrel menu.
Also good. I like the, oh man, because if we use fairy fire, it'll harden the spider legs to a certain degree, so then they can double as weapons.
Oh, maybe we should talk. Weapon / food cart.
Yeah. Maybe we could talk to Weepon and get a thing going.
All right, okay.
Or we could just, you know, paint our own sign. But it's a good way to make some coin along the way. But with the squirrels, we could use their skins to make domino masks, you know?
Well, yeah, but heard some guys talking about some leather-making places around here, too. So, we could go sell some stuff, I'm just saying.
Oh, hey, entrepreneurs. Remember when we used to separate people from their skin, but now we separate them from their money.
Suckers.
Yeah, this one's slower.
Money means nothing to me. I just, you know, I like the chase.
Oh, yeah. I get that taste in the back of your throat, and you're like, we're onto it.
How long do you want to spend at the End Shift Tavern? Do you want to close out or head back to your inn?
I think we'd probably head back eventually, just because we're also one of the bigger cities we've been in, so we're aware of that.
Yeah.
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 All right.
I mean,
so,
I don't think we're scared, but we're just kind of like,
yeah,
suspicious.
I mean, this is a pretty shady area of the city.
It's a pretty end shifty area. I got it. All right.
So eventually you head out and you are on your way to the Rat's Nest Inn.
Yep. Sure are.
You know what I like about these walls? They're made out of everything. Corrugated metal, bone, dirt, adobe.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. And you're on your way over, a little bit tipsy, but still coherent. And a cloaked figure bumps into you, Riot. And the figure sort of bumps into you, looks up, and takes a step back, and he says, "You," he hisses. "Misfortune dogs me at every turn. Perhaps because you run with curs." And you recognize this as the Yonti male that you had beaten at the pit fight.
"Hey, buddy. First of all, Misfortune's not my name, thanks. But second of all, how dare you talk to my sister that way? You know what? I got a third of all, too. You need to learn how to fight better. Play fight."
"Play fight."
"Yeah.
You were supposed to throw that, and now we're all hunted."
"Hunted? I mean, how many fights do you guys do a week? That seems silly. Occasionally one of them's got to go bad, right? Because of a bad actor, if you know what I mean? Like, you don't even know what the 6 major points on the body are." She starts pointing 1, 2, 3, other side, 4, 5, 6.
"I have no idea what you're talking about, you foolish tiefling. You've no idea." And he looks over his shoulder, and then his other shoulder. "They're coming for all of us."
I think you're just being a little paranoid.
A little dramatic, if you ask me.
Yeah, could have used that out in the in the ring.
Yeah, jeez.
Or the pit.
"If it is unwise, are you staying outside the city here? Or are you leaving the city proper?"
"Well, without giving you too much information, yes."
"Well, a word to you then. It is unwise to stay outside the protection of the city guard. I am leaving Waterdeep. This city holds no splendors for me."
Riot chuckles at the mention of the city's nickname, but kind of looks at Karen and is like, "Wait, you mean the people chasing you aren't the city guard mad about, pit fighting stuff?"
"No, it is Brunor and his orc enforcer. They were overthrown by the crowds, and they wish to hunt us down and exact their revenge on us."
Us, like the three of us? Or like you, like the global us?
Just the royal we or the global us?
He taps a finger on Karen's forehead, and he says, You are quite unwise. The three of us."
"Okay, thank you for answering my question." Gee, this...
"I'm sorry, what's your name again?"
"It is Talash."
"Talash. Well, I'm..." And Riot looks at Karen, looking for some sort of confirmation. "Well, I'm Riot."
So you would say your stage name.
Yes, you are scaled back and furball.
"Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
The funny thing is, I'm furball and she's scaled back."
"Yeah, I didn't see that coming."
"Yeah, exactly. But for real, are you being run out of town? I'm like, should we, like..."
"Run out. I am attempting to leave this place before they find me. We are unsafe here. The city guard will not protect us here. You must run far, far from here.
Why don't you just go into the city and get the city guard's help, if you think they're so helpful?
Yeah, when you get, amnesty, nope, that's not the right word, but some sort of protections, if you've, fingered Brunar as, a pit-fighting boss / MC.
You don't understand. We were in an illegal fight.
Right, you'd still... Yeah, I'm understanding that part. You just might get some community service. I really don't know how Waterdeep works, so clearly.
No, surely you do not. I do not understand this concept of community service.
Well, I feel like everyone should, because it's the only way we can rise up. Okay, I'm sorry. We're... do we see anything happening around him?
Well, I was going to say, I want you all to make a perception check.
Ooh.
Ooh,
nice.
19. A 19. Ooh. Whoa! This is so
19. Yeah, so Talesh is very involved in speaking with you, and his eyes keep flashing over to the gates out of the city. And at the same time, Riot and Karen, you notice the hulking figure of that female orc emerging from the main gates.
Hey, Talesh, I think you better go if that's your plan, because I think that orc has found you. Or us, depending on how you're viewing it.
He scans around again and hisses, "No, it's too late. We must head back in. Do you have allies or a safe house in the city?"
We know a family of a friend that will surely enjoy trouble.
Oh gosh.
Then we must make haste.
Karen quickly turns to Riot and kind of whispers to her,
Laria says we could find her in the Good Fortune Tea House, but is that close? I don't know. Do you have a map?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's way on the southern side of the city, so you are going to have to find a way to evade this orc somehow.
Yeah, let's go to that place instead of Laura's parents' home. That seems slightly nicer.
Yeah, I think she'd maybe appreciate that. We keep dropping off.
Listen, you make a base, you drop all the vulnerable goods there.
All right, so the orc is stalking over toward you at this point.
Yep. We're outside? Or no, we're right in the rat's nest entrance.
Yeah, you're near the inn, and you're in the field ward, so it's sort of this section is between two city walls, the inner city wall and the outer city wall, and what Talesh is saying is that you need to go back into the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was really hoping to take a meditation nap today.
Karen's looking up at the inn.
Well, no time for that. Riot rips off the door from the front of the rat's nest inn and throws it at the orc. Gotta go!
All right, you need to make a strength check. I don't know how much this DC of this door is, but we'll go from there.
Well, it's about to be messed up. Got a 19 again. 19.
Yeah, you just tear this this door right off the inn's front.
It's a rat's nest.
Yeah, it's not very, if there were building codes, that would probably not be up to code. All right, so after that, I will get you to do a dexterity contest with the orc.
Those hinges crumbled like straw.
All right, she got a natural one.
Yeah, well, Riot got a 16 because she's rolling great.
All right, so the dwarf flies into the female orc and hits her, and you're able, like, as soon as that happens, Talesh sort of starts running, but he looks behind to make sure you're following because he is going to take your lead. At this point, I need you all to roll for initiative because we're going to enter into a street chase.
Yeah. Oh. Well, this is just for, you know. Right, got a 12.
11 for Karen.
We're just going to go through initiative and see what happens. And Riot, you are first.
So we have gone back into the, or, you know, we're in the street.
Yeah, you're running into the street. So you're in, the very first thing that you see when you get into Waterdeep is you're in the North Ward. So this is a really sort of quiet neighborhood. You see a few high-end food vendors selling spiced nuts and mulled beverages. There's a stall with embroidered scarves. One person has a cage of birds. It's like all stuff that wealthier patrons would probably appreciate. And there's a variety of taverns and shops here, but the area tends to be really on the reserved and polite side. So you've just burst through the gates, basically, running.
Riot sees a, as is typical North, or the mascot of the North Ward, she sees a cage of white doves that someone is selling, and quickly opens the cage and lets them all loose in the direction of, you know, to kind of like block the air as well.
Sure. Are you going to wait till Karen and Talesh get by?
Yeah, I guess that seems fair.
Okay. All right, so that will be, I will move that to after Talesh then. Karen, what do you want to do?
Nothing that cool, apparently.
I'm just thinking of a John Woo film, you know, like...
I mean, I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man recently, so I'm like, I'll, you know, just web-sling up to the top of that tavern right there.
Just start screaming parkour.
Yeah, exactly. Can Karen book it? Like, just
yeah,
try
she
to
can get
kind
it.
Of get ahead and just kind of, so she can kind of survey the scene?
Yeah, absolutely. You can use a dash action. So that gives you extra movement for the current turn. So if you had a speed of 30 feet, you could move up to 60 feet if you dashed on your turn. So 35 would be 70.
Yeah. So I'll just go 70 feet. Maybe. I'm wondering if she should go straight or take a turn somewhere, but I don't want everyone to lose. I don't want anyone to lose her.
Well, Talesh definitely has his eyes on you.
Yeah, okay. I'll be able to find you.
Okay, so I'll do, 35 feet in one direction and then take a sharp, like, right.
Okay.
Wherever that might take me.
All right.
And do another 35 feet and hope they're just behind.
All right. So that puts you at, is that 70 feet ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talesh is also going to take a dash action, so that gets him 60 feet ahead of Riot. And now it's the orc's turn, and she's going to have to go through difficult terrain because of the doves.
and I assume someone going, "My doves!" You know?
Yes. Oh, my! And some small child going, "Look, Mama!"
And then the mom going, "That's good cooking." Oh, wait, we're in the North Ward. We're in the North Ward. Never mind. They went...
and so that means that the orc claw, the orc is sort of like a little bit behind at this point, but Riot, you're still within line of sight of the orc, and it's back up to you.
Cool. So it can see me?
Yeah.
Cool. Riot's going to crawl under the cage, and from maybe the orc's point of view, she just disappears, but then a city guard, Asmir, like with, you know, like one of the angels, yes, walks out and goes, "Can I help you? You seem to be in a little bit of a spot here. What are you rushing? Do you know anything about these doves?"
The orc is just she's like trying to push all these feathers out of her face, mm-hmm, and just sort of scowls over at you, straightens up, and says, "This merchant let the latch loose. You should look into that." And then she strolls off, just like very slowly away.
Underneath the guise of the the Asmir, which I assume I'm saying correctly.
Yes.
As I've never heard anyone ever say it before. No, I'm teasing. Riot like chuckles like, "Sucker." and then starts, just flying up over a couple of the houses back towards where she thinks she saw Karen and Talish.
Are you going to do this? Are you going to attempt to duck away first, or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what should I roll for that?
Let's do a stealth. So
13.
All right. So you beat the orc's perception. and so, yeah, you can head up, and let's see. I think Talesh would, well, so you're flying up. Karen, what are you doing? You are still under the impression that you're being chased, and Talesh is hot on your heels.
I think Karen would keep going, like turn back and see if Talesh is behind her and keep going self.
Okay. Just sort of winding.
Yeah, yeah. Like as stealth as possible without, you know, taking too many turns. But so she doesn't see Riot, right? Like she's just...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. That's a problem. I have to assume Riot knew what I meant when I said like the tea place.
Yeah, I think Lariah would have told all of you that was like where it was and how to get in touch with her.
Okay, great. Yeah, Karen's going to keep booking it.
All right. Talesh is going to do the same. And the orc is no longer in pursuit. And Riot, I think I just want you to do a survival check to track them.
Ooh. That's a 6.
Okay. They have fled out of sight. But at the same time, you know where they're heading, mm-hmm, and you know that the orc is no longer in pursuit. So I think all of you can safely make it to the tea house and just sort of meet there.
Just like staggered entrances.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
It would have been great for them to see a city guard chasing them for a bit.
Like, yeah, I think Talesh would have been really sweating at that point. Yeah.
Just completely turn around and start going back north. Just like double the length of the chase. And you're like, "Hey, guys."
Yeah, Riot's going to show up last to the table and go, "Hey, Talesh." In her Asmir get up.
Right. So the first person in is Karen. You make it to the Good Fortune Tea House, which is in the Trades Ward. As you enter, a little bell chimes, and you walk into this quaint little tea house. The shop is decorated with porcelain cups on the shelves that line all but the back wall, which showcases glass jars filled with tea leaves. There are two small tables, and both of them are currently unoccupied. Also, there's a door behind a service counter, which is closed, but a little chalkboard note states, "Please ring for assistance." Talesh is on your heels shortly after, and a few minutes later, Riot shows up in her disguise or not?
Yeah, my disguise.
So Talesh does a double take.
Riot with her glaive, taps it twice on the ground, laughing, and then, like, her disguise melts away.
His jaw is just, like, dropped down, and he was, like, you know, ready to bolt again. But you can see, like, he sort of just wipes his brow.
Karen turns to him and goes, yeah, I know how it feels, buddy. Not great.
I find little humor in this.
Well, I mean, I got the orc off our back. You know, and that famous saying?
And for that, I am grateful. Is this your safe house? He's just looking around at the tea jars and porcelain cups.
Yeah, we have a good friend here, and as you can see, some good brews.
Seems like a rather a delicate place.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's why it's a great hiding place. They don't expect you to be somewhere like this. They expect you to be in a weapon shop, you know?
Yeah, sir, do you want to pick the safe house next time? Like, do you want to give us a list of requirements for your safe house next time, sir?
they both have their hands on their hips now, like.
he just puts his hands up, realizing that he's in over his head. Do we need to ring for assistance then?
Yeah, by all means, you're the guest here, so you go, you do it. It's not a trap, it's just a fun bell.
Yeah, definitely not a trap. Definitely.
he's arching one of his smooth eyebrows over at you now.
Ooh, he's got smooth eyebrows.
Yeah, he's gonna like pick up the bell and look under it, and then he'll ring it. and then the door opens up, and you don't actually see the person opening the door. You hear some footsteps, and then this elderly gnome sort of hops up on a stool, and she pushes up her spectacles and says, "Oh my, how can I help you?" And she looks at the three of you, and it's like, you know, a tiefling, a Lothari, and a Yonti walk into a tea shop. And
is this your B-set cat? Jeez. Riot leans over the counter and looks the little gnome in the eyes and goes, "Iwe idne oriale."
Oh, my dear, I don't speak tiefling. Does one of you speak common?
Oh, yes, Riot. Yes, ma'am, I do. And I push right out of the way. Sorry about her. Do you know of an Earth Genasi kind of hangs out around here?
She sort of hesitates for a moment. Oh, we have lots of clientele that come through here. Did you need assistance with any good fortune tea?
Oh, crap. Is this a riddle? I hate riddles.
Riot looks up. One is always in need of good fortune from a friend, which our friend is.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think I can help you. just one moment. And she, you see her sort of concentrating for a little bit. And we sort of flash over to another part of the city. Laraya, you are on your way back from an evening of training at the Stubborn Mule Gymnasium in the Southern Ward when you receive a mental message from your contact at the Good Fortune Tea House. And Eliwick lets you know that there is a tiefling, a Lothari, and a Yonti looking for her. And you know that this is a sending spell, and you can respond to her with 25 words or less.
Lorai responds with, thanks. Let them know I'll be there as soon as I can.
All right.
And give them, you know, help them out.
All right. So Lorai is, so you're making your way back. The little gnome, she, you know, boils up some water, brews some tea, gets you all settled in the chairs and serves up some tea and some little sandwiches with the crust cut off the edge. and so this is the what you see when you walk in, Laraya, is these three sort of like having a nice tea and sandwiches.
Fancy a cuppa.
You know that scene in Toy Story where Woody finds Buzz and he's all dressed up?
Mrs. Nesbitt.
Mrs. Nesbitt, yeah. Imagine that's like we have like scarves around our necks or just like
all your pinkies are up.
Yeah. Like you leave us alone for one day.
Taylor has like a jaunty cap on.
Exactly.
A little newsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this all checks out. This looks right.
No, it's a really fine water gray cream tea.
Yeah, dirt water. We love it. It's great. Thank you.
Best tea in Waterdeep, right here.
It is. I'm loving it. We should bring Rose here.
Yeah, she would love it here.
Glad y'all found the place okay.
Yeah. Oh, we also found our really amazing opponent from the other night. Did we? You don't know about that, do you?
No, I don't know about this new person that you brought into this, which
and
seems
we pour,
exciting.
We pour Laraya a cup of tea and we have, like, all the illegal things we've done.
When Laraya comes in, Eliwick, the little gnome, she retreats into the back room again with a little nod and says, good fortune to you. And she heads away so you can have your discussion.
The whole time you're explaining your illegal stuff, Laraya's just shaking her head.
Well, but we're like, Laraya, like we were looking for, our, you know, we heard there was the auntie. So we thought it was, you know, Emre.
Yeah, and Talesh says, I am Yanti.
Yeah. Is it on your business card? I mean, again, the pomp and circumstance we could have used the other night.
Well, I'm sorry you weren't able to find your brother, but I'm glad you were able to get out of there with relatively little trouble.
And then we explain the chase from this morning.
Okay, yep. Thanks for that. I'm glad to know. Glad to have that information. Just hold on to that, I guess, and hope no city guard asks me if I heard anything.
Wait, can you not lie? To protect your friends?
I can lie. I just prefer not to.
No, I mean, that's, yeah, agreed. Sorry, I was a little quick to go to deception.
Talesh is looking more and more anxious, and he says...
We'll switch him to decaf.
We are being hunted by Brunor and his orc enforcer. They will not stop until they have exacted their revenge upon us.
Okay, dramatic.
That's exactly what I said.
Exactly. Like, where was this the other night? The sense of timing and everything. Oh, Talesh, you're so good. You got to just translate it to the ring.
Life is full of drama.
Yeah. Man, this guy's great.
All right, well, you're safe here in this tea shop. We'll figure something out. Your plan is just to get out of town. Is that what I heard earlier? At some point.
Yes. He hisses.
Yeah, I'm sure we can help you get out of Waterdeep if that's what you're looking for. So, for now though, you're safe as you can be in this shop.
I cannot live in this place. It is too delicate.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to live here. No, okay, that's fair. I didn't really explain myself. We'll just hang out here for a little while. We'll figure out a plan. Just trying to get caught up with my associates here, and we'll figure out a way to get you out of Waterdeep.
She hasn't even finished her fancy sandwich platter. Talesh, come on.
And what is your plan then?
He looks over at Riot and Karen.
I mean, it's none of your business, but...
I am simply curious. As I said before, you seem quite unwise.
Yeah, you're really worried about us. Are you, like, do you have a crush on us or something? Like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, look at this guy.
It's like a schoolyard. Like, we beat you up, and now you're, like, you're wanting to, like, care for us? This is like, listen, we're strong, independent women. We don't need that.
Yeah, and also pick one, you know? Like, geez.
Yeah, the whole sisters thing is really played.
It's really gross.
God. He looks over at Laraya with these sort of like pleading eyes, and he's like, are they always so confusing?
I mean, I'm not the right person to ask, but I probably, yes, that seems right. Just from my limited experience, yes, this seems about right.
Well, I want to repay my debt to you for assistance, getting me out, well, back into the city at least, safely. I have to tell you that the paperwork that was posted at the arena stating that the fight was registered, I do believe it was forged.
You're kidding!
Wait, so, see, Laraya, we weren't doing illegal fighting that we...
Yeah, you didn't know there was paperwork. This is the first year hearing of this paperwork.
We were told there was paperwork, and we believed them, and we shouldn't have. Now,
but
that's
the illegal
on us.
Part, yeah, the illegal part was us throwing the fight, remember?
But whatever happened, I'm not judging you. I'm just glad you're okay. I just want to make sure everyone is fine. No judgment. You were looking for your sibling. I get it. It's fine. We just won't tell anyone that you were part of this fight.
Sounds good. And we also used really good names. Like, really good. Like, no one can ever trace them back to us.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear them.
Talesh's, his hands are, like, his face is in his hand right now.
Well, Furball and Scaleback.
But it's not the way you think. he's like
switching them back.
And that's the part they won't be able to figure out.
That's right.
Brilliant. We're geniuses.
Yeah, we high five.
Talesh pipes in again and he says, legal or no, you must know that Brunor is wily and he has plans. There are so-called witnesses that he's paid off. And he will report you to the city guard unless you may do something about it. This is why I want to leave.
All right, I'm sure we can figure out a way to sneak you out of here. We certainly snuck. Nope, never mind. I would never say. Anyway.
Yeah. Nothing. There's no experience with sneaking.
No experience.
But yes, we can definitely do that.
We just like throw him on a boat or something. Like, aren't there ships leaving? You want to be a deckhand, don't you? Doesn't that sound like a fun...
That seems completely unappealing to me.
Okay, again, you're being really picky here, buddy. You want to pick the safe house, you want to pick your escape, your new life. Like, that's not how it works, I think.
And Karen looks at Laraya, who maybe has experience relocating people. You know, like witness protection.
I mean, yeah, we're happy to figure out a way to get you out of here, but I can't promise you we'll be able to, like, get you your first choice of escape.
We're not a
like,
placement
if what you
agency.
Want is out, we can do that.
There's always the yawning portal.
And what is that?
From what I've heard, it's a pretty cool bar. The pretty dangerous portal underneath. That sounds like a good second choice, right?
He seems unsure.
Have you used this portal before?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know about Laraya.
No, I've never used it.
I mean, it seems like it could be a cool thing, you know?
I do not wish to be a science experiment.
Listen, I've got some people who I think can help. We can find a way out. We can, if you're okay with a boat, we can get you out on a boat, get you far, and that way you're not just on foot, you know, for the next several days, trying to get as far as you can. We can get you somewhere. I'm sure there's a boat we can get you on.
This is agreeable then.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad.
So she suggested what I suggested, and now you want to do it?
No, come on. It's because I mentioned the really terrible portal option that goes to the Undermountain. You know, you got to just show them exactly what they're working with.
Okay, so I came out too soon with the good idea. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah. You got to, we should have started with, we can cut you in pieces and reassemble you on the other side of the gate.
Okay, I'm learning. Negotiation, yeah. Got it.
Yeah. This is how we talk to people. Charisma. We're shining with it.
Talesh also says, your friend here gives off an aura of more competence than you do.
Well, of course she does. She grew up here. She knows this city. Let's meet in a dungeon. I'll show you how competent I am.
Also, there's no need to be rude.
Your ideas of manners have no consequence to Yonti.
Okay, permission to be a jerk then, I guess. Moving on.
I mean, look at us. We didn't need permission, nor did we ask for it.
That's a good point.
But I feel like we're sullying the beautiful air in this tea shop with our... And Wright just takes a long sip of tea and goes, yeah, that's the stuff.
All right, so what do you want to do with Talesh?
Shove him into the ocean.
See if he's a water snake.
Karen is so very over this person.
Does the guild have enough connections that Lariah could say, hey, this dude needs passage out of the southern ward. Can you, get a boat to dock there for a night or something?
Yeah, she could probably do that.
Okay. Do y'all want to do that, or do you want to pay someone for a portal? I'm down either way.
I think favor ship.
Favor ship.
Favor ship.
Yeah, so all Lariah needs to do is go back and talk to Ellie Wick, and she can send a message. And have that taken care of.
Ask her for more sandwiches. I mean, we have money for sandwiches.
Yeah, I'll go see what Ellie Wick is up to and see if she can get us a boat come down this way to take you somewhere. What was your name?
It is.
Have I been talking to you this whole time?
Talesh.
So rude. Talesh.
He doesn't care. Manners don't matter to him. We already established this.
Indeed.
Talesh, I'll be back in a moment. I'm going to go chat with Ellie Wick in the back.
Oh, hold on. Talesh, do you have any skills that Lariah can be like, we know fighting isn't one. So what else? Running. That was good. The chasing.
Mm-hmm. Internal drama and conflict.
Yes. A thespian.
I speak many languages.
Oh, translator. Good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about
Can you read many languages as well? It's okay if you can't.
Of course I can.
Okay, geez. All right.
a little bit of a showboating now, but...
Okay, yeah. I feel like you got enough on the table, but maybe if there's one more?
I'm capable of making many friends among snakes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we didn't let you finish your statement.
Yes, among snakes.
Okay, so you're looking for some sort of a snake drama boat.
Yeah, if there's any plays that are doing international snake plays, you know, if there's a cruise ship that needs an extra cast member.
Is there a Tales and Scales showboat?
If there's an archaeologist around that needs to be frightened.
Now I feel like Talesh is just messing with us.
Yeah, a little specific, Talesh. A little specific.
Sounds like a sad life for this guy. I'm not going to lie. He's uprooting his home because of one fight.
Right. He can speak lots of languages, but really only uses one language to speak to snakes.
Seems like he speaks jerk pretty well.
So that should be enough, right, well, Lariah?
Yeah, Lariah's going to go check in with Eliwick and see what she can figure out.
All right, so you head back there, and you're just going to explain precisely the situation. And Eliwick says, oh my, well, that seems like your friends here are in a bit of a pickle. I suppose we can pass good fortune upon them. But what do you suppose they shall do about their little predicament?
Well, it sounds like as long as we're inside the city, the people after them can't necessarily get after them. But I might take them somewhere else for protection.
Yes, I suppose so. Although it would be nice to not have those types running around the city causing trouble like that.
It sounds like there may have been something going on with their paperwork, and luckily I have an in with the city guard, so I may go give an anonymous tip and see if the city guard can go take care of them for us.
Oh, yes, that's quite wise. They could track down that paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully take care of the people after my friends, and then, you know, we'll only have to keep them protected. You know, make sure they're having some good fortune the next couple of days while that's taken care of.
Yes, of course. Well, shall you be taking your friends down to the Southern Ward then? And I suppose you'll be magicking your way down so you're not spotted.
Yes, certainly.
Well, I shall send a message then. And just one moment. She sort of puts up her spectacles again, and you can sort of see her concentrating. Yes, we have a ship coming. It's a rather small ship. Your friend seems a little bit testy, so hopefully it's to his liking.
Well, if it's not, he'll live, and that's kind of the point.
She laughs. Oh, yes. Well, that's lovely, then. Well, you should be off, then.
I appreciate it, Eliwick.
Good fortune to you.
And you.
All right. So, what is the plan heading out of the tea shop?
I kind of think Lariah's got a spell that would help us all leave. Quite well, and no, you know, people wouldn't see unwanted coming out of the tea shop. Sorry, not to.
No, that's good, because it has come up before that there have definitely been times when I should have cast Pass Without Trace and totally forgot.
I mean, you don't have to use it. Yeah, well, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely, like, Lariah will keep an eye out, though, to make sure there's no one watching, mm-hmm. And yeah, she'll cast Pass Without Trace.
Cool. Oh, Riot's going to pay for the bill. And you could tell me later
how much. Sure.
It's definitely had a double round of sandwiches. That chase got us real hungry. Those things. Getting enough crust off of this guy. So.
All right. So you head down to the Southern Ward. Talesha's trying not to complain the whole way, but it's really difficult for him. And so you head over to the, there's a small marina there where you think maybe some fishermen hang out. And eventually a little fishing craft comes over, and you see a young human female captain step out and sort of wave over at Lariah and say, good fortune upon you.
Good fortune upon you as well. Thank you for meeting us.
Right, looks at Karen and, like, writes down the phrase in her investigation journal.
And where are we fishing this evening?
Somewhere outside the normal route, just looking for something interesting, you know? Kind of setting out, looking for new fish.
Especially snake-infested waters.
That I can do for you. Will you be joining us? Or how many of you are coming with me?
Just this one here. And Lariah kind of motions at Talesh.
So he sort of like stumbles forward and looks back at you. He looks particularly at Riot and Karen and says, "Well, I suppose I should thank you for your assistance, even though you are the ones who got me into this predicament to begin with."
Future reference, it's customary to stop after the word thank you.
And he looks over at Lariah and smiles and says, "Yes, you are very wise. And again, the most competent among you."
Okay, it's not really a compliment when you're just like comparing me to my friends and putting them down to lift me up. So
yeah, maybe like put that in a letter to Lariah directly next time and just, you know, say it was nice meeting all of us. Yeah, just
like I'm glad you're okay, but come on. Don't do this.
Riot's still feeling pretty bad about uprooting this guy's entire life. So she's going to hand him that crossbow she lifted off the Rust Gang and be like, "Here's a little parting gift from me. And good luck in your new life outside of the city."
He looks over at the crossbow and squints over at you and says, "Yes, I shall hope that I may find some crossbow quivers or bolts along the way to make use of this weapon."
Right, hands him like 3 gold pieces. Yep, here you go.
Excellent.
Feeling really dumb now.
I suppose I could have bludgeoned somebody with it, but thank you.
Oh yeah, you say that now.
Again, maybe, just, you know, work on your acting skills on the stage, because you're quite good in person, you know.
Was that a compliment?
Yes, I'm very good at giving them, I'm told.
Yes, I suppose you are. Good evening to all of you, and I hope that you are able to resolve this situation that you got us all into. And then he just like steps onto the boat.
I'm not a fan of when people say situation and point directly at me. I don't know about you, Karen. You were also at the end of that finger gun.
Yeah, no, didn't like it. He kind of like squished his eyes together too a little bit. Like he was, you know, kind of looking us up and down. I didn't like it. It was.
You just see them like drift off into the evening, and he doesn't
go with good fortune. Mariah calls out.
Yeah, the captain, she waves over at you, but Talesh is just sort of like trying to get his sea legs and staring around him, looking a little bit panicked.
Not a water snake, I guess. Yeah.
So have you used your Norse Foundry metal dice in any real-life games versus our podcast ones?
Oh, I have. I really like them. I made a new dice bag for them that has like a felt bottom so that I can use them and not feel like I'm denting my table because they're so hardcore.
Right? Like when you pull them out, people are like, "Whoa, what are those? I must touch them." And then, you know, you get to teach them about consent, but also about dice. So
yeah, double whammy. I've used them a couple times when I DM at the comic book store where I DM at sometimes. And every time I pull them out, everyone is like, are those our enemies? Like, are those what we're about to fight? Like,
yeah, I feel like they are like so special in the hand versus, you know, other kinds of dice where it's just like, yes, these will roll. They will do the job. It's cool.
I really like them. I do always feel like they give me a certain amount of like gravitas as soon as I'm like, and now to roll my very heavy metal dice. Yes, do you hear that on the table?
Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah, don't forget, 15% off if you use D20 Dames code at Norse Foundry. And everyone's like, oh, is this just a selling thing? And I'm like, no, I'm just saying, like, there was a discount, so if you want to use it.
Just like if you also want to have amazing dice, like, yeah, like intimidate everyone.
I'm like, by the way, yeah, instead of just looking for other kinds of dice that you think could, I'm like, buy them from the source at Norse.
Exactly.
And then they're like, oh no, it's another Dr. Seuss night.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. We'd like to give a big shout out to KJ, or Rage KJX Rugger on Twitter, who recently made a cross stitch of our logo. It's a thing of beauty based on the original illustration by our very own tiefling, Jen Vaughn. Also, if you enjoy the work that we do on the show, you should check out the Uncaged Anthology on Dungeon Masters Guild. It's a compilation of 25 adventures that reimagine female monsters. Jess and I have adventures in the anthology, and Jen provided the illustrations for mine and another adventure. Every monster has a story to tell, and we're so pleased to have been a part of the telling of these new stories. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme song is by Middlescence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.